Okay, today we begin a wonderful new parak. As we listen to the president introduce it. So, I'll have to introduce it ourselves. We're on Daf Nun Dalet. Zok, find down the helik of parak. Hanoder min hayerek, mutar bediluim. Further in the search of principles of language, somebody assers veggies on himself. What is the status of pumpkin? This is a very serious issue. What do we do about pumpkin? Now the question is, what exactly is the criteria of yerek that we're going to have to look into a bit? But if we mean literally yerek, the way we would use it in English, we're talking about a green grocer. We refer to the green element of yerek, would have to be fresh. Something that you can pop into your mouth and eat. And that indeed is how some learn. But the simple meaning of yerek is something that is eaten as a salad vegetable. It doesn't require cooking. It's eaten the way that it is. Of course, we could start talking about the technicalities. Is it a vegetable? Is it a fruit? Then what will we do about tomatoes? But then, of course, there's always an issue of whether it's poisonous. And probably would have meant that. But anyway, all of these things need to be taken into consideration. And the Tanakhama holds that you're allowed to eat pumpkin, and Rabbi Akiva asks. Amrula le Rabbi Akiva. V'alo omer adam l'shlucho kach liyerek. If a guy tells a shliach, go to the grocery and bring me back some yerek, won't he come back and say, there were no yerek, there were diluid? He's not going to buy pumpkins if somebody tells him to buy. I mean, would anybody here buy a pumpkin if somebody said, pick me up some vegetables? Absolutely not. Therefore, it's clear that a pumpkin is not a vegetable. Amar lahem, precisely, that's the point. Would he say, there weren't any vegetables, but there were sport cars? No, he wouldn't say anything like that. So why is he picking out pumpkins of all things? He wouldn't say, there's grain, there's no vegetables, but there's grain. There's no vegetables, but there's legumes. He wouldn't say that. He would have said, lo matzati ala kidneys. I found some hummus. He asked for vegetables. Of course he wouldn't say that. So why is he asking whether the pumpkins you'd like me to buy? Shahaduim b'chla yerek. Obviously because we have a broader set of yerek that would include diluim, whereas kidneys would not be included in any set of yerek. In a b'chla yerek. Continues now the Tanakam. V'asur b'pola mitzri lach u'mutar b'yavesh. You would include now a not hardened but a fresh pea in that, but you would not include in vegetables what we would call like split peas, dried peas. And again, this would be also, I think, the situation tonight. Somebody tells you to buy vegetables, you would buy peas, fresh peas, but you certainly wouldn't buy split peas. Yeah, so what are you thinking when you're talking about vegetables? Okay, but I mean, clearly the principle over here, as we're going to see in the Gemara, revolves around the level of set to which language refers. As we understand, there's an immediate level, because, I mean, that's exactly what the Tanakhama is saying. I mean, if you meant pumpkin, why would he come back home and say there's pumpkin? And that's what Rabbi Akiva is saying. But isn't that the point? Why would he say there's pumpkin? He wouldn't say there's something that's outside of the set. So that means that we have the broader set of yerek and the more constricted set of yerek. The question is how we look at a netter. Do we look at a netter as being limited, the most immediate sense of yerek, or do we take it in its expanded meaning? So, but this we'll see more of in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, I don't understand, whatever it is you're going to say, Rabbi Akiva. I mean, you want to tell me that it's included because you'd come back from the grocer and you would say that there's no yerek, there's pumpkin, but the bottom line is the man said yerek. I mean, if he's talking about yerek, isn't that something that is by definition not a pumpkin? Either because they distinguish between pri ha'adama and yirakot, in the sense that yirakot are actually leafy, green, or immediately edible. Or, the issue is whether it requires, some learned that the issue is whether it requires cooking or not. That's the point. Not whether it's a fruity thing, like a tomato, or a pumpkin, or a leafy thing, but rather whether it requires cooking. Okay, there's different approaches to this, but the point is, however you're going to define yerek, it certainly doesn't, in terms of its greenery and in terms of its salad vegetable or whatever you'll think, it does not mean up front a pumpkin. Even if you're telling me that there's a set in which a person could be thinking that. Omra ula, well, obviously that's true, but it's talking about over here where a guy said yarkei kedeira alai. He says things, vegetables that could be used in a dish. So then that would include cooking. Or that would mean a broader, even if it doesn't include cooking, in other words, if the criterion is not cooking, but the fact is you've added extra words to say yarkei kedeira, and therefore you're broadening the set by the use of additional wording. Says the Gemara, you're right, but even that could refer actually to a more constricted set, because maybe that means Dilma Yerika Nechal Bekidera. Maybe that means specifically those type of yerakot that are used for cooking and that are eaten specifically in that way. It's maybe you're talking about, let's say, onions or garlic, things that you would use in cooking, but you wouldn't eat raw. Maybe that's the point. Or the other lashon would say, maybe this expands into something that is nechal chai and bikedera. If the issue is nechal chai or not in terms of yerek, so maybe it means dilma yerek ha nechal bikedera. Kama, and the answer is dilma yerek ha mitbashel bikedera alai. Which would mean anything that is used to cook stews, dishes, and so on. So over there, that means, again, according to the second position, there's a question of eaten fresh or cooked, then that would mean either way. In other words, either a vegetable that would be eaten specifically mevushal, or a vegetable that could be eaten chayer mevushal. And so that means even something that's not nechal, well, or it's nechal chay, either way, if you use that additional language. According to the first approach, if you're saying nechal, it means a vegetable that is used for making dishes, not the type of vegetable that's used in making dishes, which would mean dafka, flavoring kind of vegetables. So therefore, he's talking about a broader usage. Fine. Nonetheless, let's not mistake this. Even though we're talking about a broader usage, it's clear that Rabbi Akiva wouldn't be satisfied with that. In other words, you need to determine the nature of the set of language that you refer to. Then you can question whether the language that you use seems to be more specific, such as it is over here, Yerek, and therefore shouldn't include it even if there is a broader set, or not. But certainly without his argument about the Shliach, this wouldn't be sufficient, it would appear. So, what are we talking about? But my Kamiflage? Rabbanan Savri Kot Milta de Tzarek Shlichalim Luchi Alav Mino. The Rabbanan say that the very fact that someone would question the meaning of the word that you're using means that that's not the immediate meaning of that word. And therefore, when it comes to the Darim, we take the restricted set of Yerek. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, the contrary. Kot Milta de Milat Shlichalim, the very fact that the Shliach now comes to question, did you mean this set of Yerakot or that, obviously implies that this would be included in a broader set of Yerakot. Omer Abaye, that may be true, but it's only Mitzad HaSafek. In other words, Rabbi Akiva is not saying that it's absolutely true that this guy would have meant to include the broadest application of Yerak. Moda Rabbi Akiva lenin malkucha in oloke. Rabbi Akiva is moda that what we have over here is a ribui. The ribui, even if the shliach is mamlech on it, is not considered to be vadai osur, it's considered to be a suffix. Even though he's saying it's osur, it means that he wouldn't be allowed to eat it, but not that he would be over on Baal Tachel, on Lo Tachel Devaro, and would get malchus. Tananat, we have a similar issue in determining whether something that a shliach will come back and ask, is that included in the shlichut or not? We have it in a completely different sugya, which is the sugya of mi'ilah. Remember that when it comes to mi'ilah, we have a very strange halacha. Normally we say, ein shliach l'dvar avira. So if you tell somebody to do something wrong, the avera is not on you, it's on the person. The shlichut has no bearing when it comes to doing that which the Torah asked. When it comes to mi'ilah, we learn out from truma that there is shlichut l'dvar avera. Therefore, if you tell a shliach to go and to use hegdash money, the shliach goes and uses that money, it's your mi'ilah, it's not his mi'ilah.
Even though the shliach knew
it was hegdash. The shliach knows or doesn't know. So the main case is where nobody knows. I just told you, take this money. It turns out that it's hegdash. So in this case, it's very determined by whether he did the shlichut correctly or not. If he didn't do the shlichut correctly, then clearly in violating the terms of the shlichut, he's not a shliach. If he's not a shliach, then he's acting on his own doubt. And I'm saying this is on his own cognizance. I never sent him to do that. And therefore, he should be chayav on the me'ilah. But if he does exactly what I told him, then I'm chayav on the me'ilah. Now you can see how this would relate to our sugya. Therefore, says the Gemara, it says in Me'ilah, the Mishnah, Hashliach sha'asa shlichuto ba'al habayit ma'al. So if the shliach does what he was told to do precisely, then he's not the one that's chayev in the Me'ilah of Hekdesh, the ba'al habayit is. But if lo asa shlichuto, so he abrogates his status of agency, and therefore the ba'al habayit is not ma'al, the shliach would be ma'al. Now that obviously is a statement that's true according to anybody. The point is, however, that the Mishnah continues to give cases, and one of the cases, which we'll discuss in a moment, is where you told the shliach to give your guests meat. And you had liver that belonged to Hedrash. And he gave liver. So it says over there, that's a violation of the shlichut. Right? So who is the author of that Mishnah? Mantan. Rav Chista, well, it can't be Rabbi Akiva, because the Mishnah gives an example. It's not Ketzach. Amar lo ten basar lo orchim v'natan lam kaved. So you say, give meat to the guests, and he goes and he gives them liver, or you tell them, give them liver, and you give them, the shliach goes and gives meat. In that case, he's abrogated the shlichut, and the shliach would be mal. But I thought that Ali ben Rabbi Akiva, since clearly meat would be included, including kaved, I mean the guy, when he would come back from the butcher shop, right, he would definitely say, hey, there's no meat, but there's liver, should I pick up some liver? So according to him, the meat should include liver. Therefore, if I went ahead and gave liver, I'm still doing my shlichut. So why does the Mishnah say that the shliach was mal because he abrogated his shlichut? So you see, it's not like Rabbi Akiva. Must be the Lok Rabbi Akiva, because he Rabbi Akiva, I'm Rabbi Akiva. Kol milta demimlach ala shliach minehu. According to Rabbi Akiva, also it's considered to be the same thing, lim oba ala bayit velo limo shliach. So that's a bayit. I understand what you're talking about. That has absolutely nothing to do with it. Included in the terms of the shlichut, gentlemen, is that I have a right to determine that I should buy liver, or included in the terms of the shlichut is that I should pick up my cell phone and say, shall I buy liver? Obviously the latter, not the former. I mean, we're only talking about whether the shliach would ask, shall I buy liver? But if he goes ahead and he buys liver without asking you, then you, when he comes back, you can tell him, you idiot, I told you to buy meat. You should have asked me before you bought liver. In which case, the same thing would be true about the me'ilah. It's all very nice to say that in terms of Nadarim, where we're coming to define language, we look at the set. What does that have to do with whether you did the shlichut or not? Part of the shlichut was the expectation that if there isn't something that is obviously what I meant, that you will ask me, shall I take your broader meaning? Isn't that the point? So, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Akiva says, Abaya, obviously it would go according to Rabbi Akiva. I mean, Mila Bar Rabbi Akiva, the Tzar Lim Luche. Rabbi Akiva obviously agrees that you're going to have to ask. I mean, when the Baal HaBayit makes a shliach, he's relying on the fact that the shliach is going to ask him before he gives the kaveh. He knew the kaved was hekdesh. He's saying, I told you to give meat. I didn't tell you to give kaved. So don't tell me, yeah, but I mean, isn't it true that I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva? Kaved is included in the broader category of meat? That's irrelevant. You should have asked. And they said over this teretz that Abaya just gave to what appeared to be an indication that the Mishnah and Me'ilah is not going to leave it to Rabbi Akiva. They said it in front of Rava. Itmar Shmaik Thakame to Rava. And Rava said, absolutely. Malon Shapar Amar Nachmeni. Abaya was called Nachmeni because he was raised by Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. So Rava said, it's 100% true. There's no question about it. The initial question doesn't really make much sense. Okay, so now we have two issues here. It's important to note that there's two separate points. The Gemara says that the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan is in an issue of language, whether we take the broader definition or we take the more local definition. But remember that there's another issue also, which is the Gemara's opening question. Didn't he say Yerek? And we had to say it's talking about specifically in a case where you're going to use the Ribui. You're going to say Yerek Amit Bashel Bikidera. So there's two levels to the issue over here. First of all, there are cases where, in fact, it's only because of the way you said it that we're going to come back and ask you. That doesn't mean that the word would mean that under all circumstances. Then there's a question if even using that ribui, you would also take advantage of the broader set. When it comes to kaved and basar, however, gentlemen, I feel that you're not quite here with it. Your first reaction should have been, what the heck does Me'ila have to do with anything? Rabbi Akiva was talking about a case where he used the additional language of Amit Bashel Bikadeh. So had he said to the Shliach, give my Orchim meat that'll make him strong, then I understand, what's he saying that'll make him strong? What's that supposed to be? So maybe he's talking about liver. But it didn't. That wasn't the case in the Mishnah. He just said meat. What's your kasha, Rabbi Akiva? That should have been your immediate response. Our Gemara said that it was only because of a ribui of the Lashon. So what are you asking from a case that's not a ribui of the Lashon? Right? You furthermore should have said, and if there's a ribui of Lashon, why does the Gemara say that we're arguing about whether we take set A or set A plus? That's not the issue. The issue is how to understand the ribui of Lashon, correct? But no, you sat there like a bunch of lemmings. They put anything past you. Yeah. So obviously, in the case of Me'ila, we take for granted, without any ribui of Lashon, that there certainly exists a meaning of meat that would include liver. That's a given. I don't need the ribui of Lashon in all cases. Wherever this set would be applicable, then that's certainly a machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. Basar and kaved requires nothing else. It's the fact that you said, go to the greengrocer, in our terms. That's something that bothers me. A greengrocer, we don't call a chanut yirakot a greengrocer, unless he's using those kind of things. That's the point. So first we need to understand, okay, what does that language mean? And then the question is, under those circumstances, whether the fact that the shliach will come back and ask you, that's enough to define it as a set. Because it certainly is not going to mean 100%. The shliach is not going to say, gee, I wonder why he added those words, mitbashel b'kedera. Must be that he meant I should buy pumpkin. No, the shliach is not going to say that. He's going to wonder whether that may be true. But he's certainly not going to come back home carrying a big pumpkin. He expects the guy's going to look at him like he's crazy. Maybe. Correct? So therefore, we need to understand we're asking from Me'ila, because over there, I don't need a ribui of a lashon. Everybody immediately thinks that there's a possibility that feed my guests fleishiks may mean kaved. We need some adrenaline shots here. What is going on? The coffee. That's it. Naftali, you were right. Richie goes away for a day, there's no coffee. Yarly, where are you when we need you? Hey, Richie, where are you when we need you? Sitting up there in Vermont listening to the air go by. Where are you listening to this stuff? Okay, so we've got it. Aren't we excited? Tell me something. If I peel that off, is there a smile underneath?
I'm just hanging out waiting for the sun.
Exactly. Okay. Man tana de polagale de Rabbi Akiva. We haven't identified the Tanakhama. It's very important for us to identify the Tanakhama, because if the Tanakhama turns out to be an individual shita, da'at yachid, we'll pass like Rabbi Akiva. If the Tanakhama turns out to be a combination of shitot that argue against Rabbi Akiva, then the klal is that we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva when it's against more than one adversary. Okay, so who is it? Says the Gemara, it's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and it's indeed a dat yachid, and therefore we could paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Tanya, hanoder min habasar, somebody who answers himself on basar, Asur bechol minei basar, he can't eat any type of meat. He can't even eat rosh and regel, which generally is not what people are interested in eating when they asur basar, or pachar, you call that masar. He's asur bekaneh, he's asur in liver, heart, even chicken. But he can eat fish, and he can eat locusts. It's probably a trait for you anyway. Don't go yumming about it. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer, hanoder min habasar, asur b'chol minei basar, mutar b'rosh, b'raglayim, b'kaneh, b'kaved, b'lev, b'ofot, v'ein tzarich lomar, basar dagim, b'chagavim. Whereas according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, if he says basar, he means basar. Now, it doesn't matter what basar. I mean, you could include veal, you could include beef, brisket, whatever, lamb even, but certainly not chicken. And not even rosh and regal. That's not what people usually are referring to. Not organ meats either. And for sure not fish, and for sure not crickets. V'chein ha'yar Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel took it even further than that. He said, listen, any organ meat, that's not meat. Kravayim lav basar. Not to mention the fact that anybody who eats that stuff is inhuman. V'okleim lav bar inish. Says the Gemara, l'may yochata, what do you mean he's not human? I mean, this is not just a comment on whether you like it or not, right? No, what it means, l'may yochata okleim basar lav inish. It means, okleim kibasar le'inyin zvini lav bar inish. What it means is, a guy who's ready to pay the same price for organ meats, where he could be getting a decent piece of steak for the same price, is nuts. He's not very intelligent, is what is meant. Because in terms of the health benefits, he shouldn't be eating liver. If he's got money, he should be better eating steak. So what's he eating this kind of stuff for? He's just going to make himself sick. Therefore, it doesn't make sense. That's what he meant. A human being makes a reasonable cheshbon of the health benefits of what he's eating for the cost.
Why would the price be the same?
Because people don't think, huh? So in fact, it's around here, it's more expensive, huh? Why is that? Because everybody needs liver for Shabbos. Well, it has nothing to do with what you're eating. It has to do with your social status. So there's other reasons for paying money for things. Fine. Has long been established that in the States there's more kosher liver than there are kosher animals, but that's been a problem for some time. A serious problem. Yeah. Okay, so now I understand now that we've identified as Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, but we still have a contradiction. I mean, you're telling me chicken, according to Rabbi Akiva over here, which is the first Tana here in the Braita, according to Rabbi Akiva's approach, chicken is included in meat, but fish isn't. Now, Lamais, if a guy sent you to the store, the truth is nowadays, very often we don't have, in Israel, we don't have mixed dagim and basar. But in Chutz La'aretz, it's still ad hayonet, separate fish stores in the small community won't have a separate fish. The person's going to be providing you with meat is also providing you with kosher fish. So when you sent the shliach, he wouldn't tell you, look, there's no meat, should I bring fish? He would. Not chagavim, but fish. So why is it that Rabbi Akiva is ready to cancel the fish but include the chicken? What's the point of that? Okay, so now here we introduce yet a third issue. We spoke about ribuya v'lishon l'shaynais. We spoke about the broader or more constricted sets. And now we're speaking of context. The understanding of the shlichut has to be contextual. Therefore, says the Gemara, ma'ashna psarof etanakama da asir. Why are you saying that it's usur, according to the Tanakhama, which is the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, to eat chicken because of a shlicha de mim lachalei? Because a shliach will call you on his cell phone to tell you, hey, there's chicken, there's no meat, should I pick up some chicken? But besar dagim nami of a shliach, isn't it also that a shliach will pick up a cell phone? Dilo mishkach bisra mim lachalei. He'll ask you, should I pick up some fish? The Omar ilo mashkacha b'Yisra'ite dagim. And therefore, litzer. Omar Abaye, yes. The fact is that the reason that we say that strange case of excluding fish but including chicken is to teach me a new halach. That you have to look at the context. And what we're talking about over here must be gagon shehikizda, somebody had donated blood that day. And the halacha is, if you donate blood, you shouldn't be eating fish.
Really?
Yep, you should be eating meat. Hmm? So since anyway he's not thinking of eating fish today.
Eating liver.
Okay, it's included liver. So since anyway he's not thinking of eating fish today, he didn't mean to include fish. Says the Gemara, you shouldn't be eating birds either. Because the Omar Shmo de Misuchar, somebody who gives blood and eats birds, he's going to have heart palpitations, just like little birdie hearts. You don't want that. V'tanya, and indeed, the Braita says, "Ein mekizim lo al dagim, v'lo al ofot, v'lo al basar maliach." You don't do hakazat adam for fish, on chicken, and not on salami either. Don't have a corned beef sandwich after you've given blood.
Really?
Okay, so in any event, how do you distinguish between fish and chicken? And it says also in a braita, v'tanya, hikizdam lo yochal, lo chalav, don't have milk, don't have cheese, lo gmina, lo beitzim, lo shakalayim. How do they translate shakalayim?
Cress.
Watercress, grass. Okay. Velo ofot, not chicken, velo basar maliach. So why then do we include, by the way, the Ran says, another chiddush, that you'll notice the basar maliach is not an issue at all. Why don't we say to exclude basar maliach? It says basar maliach is definitely basar. You don't even get to the issue of bimlach. This is only a question on that level that you have to ask what is meant. But if you don't have to ask what is meant, the word basar is not going to be defined by context. The question whether you need to ask may be defined by context. Okay? I need to ask. Okay, so I won't ask. That much he certainly didn't mean in this case. Says the Gemara, well, chicken is okay to eat if it's very well stewed. So therefore, you may indeed ask about bringing chicken. But where the guy anyway is certainly not interested in fish. So then it's not included. The Ran points out that this is only if the neder was made for the day. Right? Because then you're thinking about what's this guy going to eat today? I mean, if the guy Stam is answering on himself, the fact that today he happens to have had a blood test is irrelevant. He's thinking of the entire period. Abai Omar, Abai says, look, there's another explanation that doesn't get into this whole thing. And that is going to be talking about the guy has problems with his eyes. And fish are specifically a problem for your eyes. Chicken is not a problem for your eyes. The dagim kashin le'inai. So on the contrary, everybody's mother has always told them it's vision food. So ihachi achil dagim, you should be eating fish. Because after all, Shmuel says, you think it's a coincidence that the alphabet goes nun samach ayin? Nun is a fish. Samach means it's good for, it's a sam. Ayin. So fish are good for eyes. There you go. So nun samach ayin means nuna sama lein ayin. So why would he be avoiding fish? Now, ha'u sof uchla, that's only where he's already in his way to recovery. But if he's got an active eye infection, then fish is not good for him. So therefore, if you're talking about...
Sometimes it's good.
Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Yeah. It's not such a simple thing.
What does Shmuel say? It is good.
Sorry? But English.
What does Shmuel say? It is good. Shmuel
said, it's good, but we're explaining when is it good, when you're on your way to recovery. But when you're still having an active eye problem, then not. Okay, so I mean, here the question is, would this be the same? The Yuma de HaKaza is only that day. Mashinka, the guy's got an eye infection that could go on for a while. He has no idea how long he's not going to be eating this thing. Therefore, maybe in the tsunami over there, even if it was a long-term matter, says the Ron, he may not just not be thinking about eating this kind of thing. Okay, so then we've got basically a psak over here like Rabbi Akiva. Indeed, the Ron says Avoka follows Rabbi Akiva. We have to distinguish between Vadai and Safek. We have to distinguish between cases where you're using a ribuy of Lashon, cases where you're not, cases where you don't need to use a ribuy of Lashon, because there's clearly two levels of sets of the thing, like the Basar and the Kaved. And cases where the context may indicate that you're not thinking about that kind of food. And cases where the context would indicate that only for the day, and therefore may be different if it's over an amount of time. And cases where you don't know how long you'll be in this state, and therefore are not thinking about your recovery time, you're thinking about your illness time. So we've got quite a few different factors that we managed to factor in just on this brief little doc. Very exciting. Time for a quick review. Hanoder min hayerek mutar b'diluim, Rabbi Akiva oser. Amrulo Rabbi Akiva, how can you say that pumpkin is the same as yerek? V'alo omer adam l'shlucho, kach li yerek, and he'll come back and say, I'm sorry, I didn't buy any yerek. All I found was pumpkins. Amalam, isn't that the whole point? Kena dava. Shema omeru lo matzat ela kitniyat? Why is he mentioning pumpkin? Obviously because he has a feeling that maybe the guy would accept pumpkin. Elashah diluin bechlau yerek, v'kitni teino bechlau yerek, v'yasur bepol ha-mitzri lach umutar v'yamesh. Hanoder min ha-yerek. The bottom line is, isn't the word yerek telling you something? Min yerek nada. Omra ula ba'omer yarkei k'dei ra'alai. So then on the contrary, dilma yerek anecha b'k'dei exclusively k'omer. It means yerek ha-mit ba'shel b'k'dei ra'alai. So now, what's the machlokas now, once we've decided that there's a yitur de lishma here? But by completely forget. Rabbanu Savri kol milta de tzor shlichu l'mluchi Allah is by definition lav minehu. Otherwise, why would he need to be imluchi? Rabbi Akiva Savra, on the contrary, kol milta de mimlach shlichu Allah has got to be included in a broader definition of that same thing. So it is meaning. Omer Abaye in Moda Rabbi Akiva le'inyin malkut she'enu lo kat. All he's saying is that this is enough to now activate the suffix in the Lashon and the Dorim, and therefore we have to go to Chumrah. Tanhat, Mashliach she'asa shlichuto in terms of Me'ila, Ba'al Abayit Ma'al, because we learn out from Truma, Yeshliach Medvar Ver. Lo atzer shlichuto, so then he's acting on his own cognizance, and then the Shliach is Ma'al. Manta, Ma'amruch, is apparently not like Rabbi Akiva, because that Mishnah uses an example that doesn't add up according to Rabbi Akiva. That's not. Kate said, what do I mean? Omar lo ten basar lo orchid. And he changes the shlichut by giving them not basar, but kaved. Natamam kaved. Or he said, ten kaved, natamam basar. So here it says the shliach is more because he abrogated the shlichut. But according to Rabbi Akiva, I thought Omar Rabbi Akiva called Nilta the mimlach ala shliach minehu, and therefore we should say the balabait should be mayal limo balabait because the shliach did not abrogate the shlichut. V'lo limo shliach. Omar Rabbi, he still abrogated the shlichut because I mean the fact that he has to ask, that's all very nice, but he didn't ask. So I feel tamer Rabbi Akiva. Milo boy, Milo Maida Rabbi Akiva, that Tzorek Limluche. And in fact, Itma Shmaitfaka made a Rava, and he said, absolutely correct. Shabra Marakame, Malam, Shabra Marakame, Matana the Polagal Rabbi Akiva, Ripshimam Yomili, the Tanya. Anoderman Abasar, Asubachomine Basar, Asubarosh, Braglaim, Bikanev, Bikabet, Belev, Ubiofot, Umutar, Bibasar Dagim, Vekagavim, Ripshimam Yomili, Omer. But he's mutter on anything that isn't clearly straight out basar. So rosh, rego, kona, kaved, leiv, and certainly chicken, for sure not included. In general, kravayim lav basar, and anybody who would go eat them is not human. No, I mean, ochleim ki basar, for the same price, Lenin Zvina, in terms of not making an intelligent buy, is law of Barinish. Anyway, but why would the Tanakama, Maishna Basar Of, the Tanakama, that it's us? I mean, I'm assuming this Rabbi Akiva's claw. David Shlicha, Demim Lechale. But that's true of Basar Dagim Nami, of it Shlicha, Dilo Mishkach Bisra, Mim Lechale. He'll say, Domer, Lo Mishkach Le Bisra, Aiti Dagim, or not. So Litzru. Omer Abaye, Kigon she kiz dam, that anyway he wouldn't be eating dagim. The lo achal dagim. So yachay filo afot nami, because he also would be lo achal. Damer Shmuel dim suchar va'achil bisra the tzafra the tzipora parach libek tzipora. V'tanya ein mekizin lo dagim v'lo afot v'lo besar maliyah. V'tanya he kiz dam lo yachal lo chalav v'lo gvina v'lo beitzim v'lo shaklayim v'lo afot v'lo besar maliyah. So it's all the same. Not quite. But shani hofot efshar agideh shlika, to get rid of the things that cause you to have palpitation. Anyway, Abai Omar, or another gears of Rav Omar, kegon de kaiven le eni, we're over there, dagim or kashim le naim, but chicken is fine. So on the contrary, hofi achil dagim, do omar shmon nun samachayin, equals nun es samal le naim. Ahus sof uch lamar, we're talking about that he just came down with an eye infection.